哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with all brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起分享的题目是个性与灵性。
Today, the topic for this morning, mutual encouragement, is going to be personality and spirituality.
通常我们在社会上怎么用定义一个人呢？
In society, how do we define a person?
通常人都会以一个人所拥有的东西来定义一个人。
We often define a person regarding to what they possess.
所谓的 net worth， 到底你值多少？你有多少的资产？
And this is called net worth and how much they're worth in society.
但是其实用这样的定义一个人是不足够的。
But this is not enough to define a person.
更深一层呢，有人用一个人的行为来定义一个人。
And on a higher level, you may define a person from what they do.
比如说，这是个好人，这是个坏人。
For example, you may say this is a good person, this is a bad person.
但是他的行为是哪里来的呢？
But where did the behavior come from?
其实一个人本身呢，可以有两方面来谈。
For a person, there are two aspects.
一个人呢有自己的所谓的个性。
Everyone has their own personality.
这是他个性性格上所表现的特质。
And these are the things they portray from their character.
他的个性呢会决定他所作所为、所想、所做的选择。
And their character will define their choices and their personal and their behavior.
但是信了主之后呢，我们就要把自己的个性呢慢慢的改变。
But after we believe in the Lord, we must change our personality.
慢慢成为灵性。
And we should change it slowly into spirituality.
所以今天我们就环绕着这个题目来分享。
And so today we're going to revolve around this topic.
首先我们来讲个性的东西，个性的问题。
And first we're going to touch upon personality.
我们知道神创造我们人类。
We know God created human beings.
我们看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Genesis chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
创世纪第一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move among the ground.
人跟动物有什么不一样呢？
What is the difference between mankind and animals?
从工作上来说是不一样的。
We have different duties.
动物是被管理的。
Animals are the one that is ruled over.
而人类呢，是被托付管理万物的。
And humankind are the one that has a duty to manage all the animals.
动物没有什么特别的形象。
The animals do not have a certain image.
当然，这个是他们有自己物质的形象，但是没有属灵的形象。
Of course, they have their own physical likeness. However, they don't have a spiritual likeness.
但是人呢，就很特别。
But for human beings, they're different.
神说啊，我们要照着我们的形象、我们的样式来做人。
God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness.
所以人跟神呢是很相似的。
So man and God are alike.
并不是说啊，神有两个眼睛，一个鼻子，并不是这个意思。
It is not saying that God has two eyes and one nose.
而人应该在个性上、特性上跟神很相似。
But we should be alike in our personality and character.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
第四章二十四节，这里说穿上了信人，这信人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
24 and to put on the new self created to be like God in the true righteousness and holiness.
这个就是神的形象。
And this is the likeness of God.
神的形象是有真理的。
God's image has righteousness.
神就是真理。
Because God is truth.
神的形象是圣洁的。
And God's image is holy.
所以这是神的灵性非常美好的一面。
And therefore, this is the good side of God's spirituality.
这个也遗传了给亚当夏娃了。
And this should also have passed on into Adam and Eve.
但是很可惜，亚当夏娃犯了罪之后。
But regretfully, after Adam and Eve have sinned.
这种神的灵性啊，他们就慢慢的失去了。
They have lost the spirituality from God.
取而代之的是所谓的他们的个性。
And they have let their personalities ruled over them.
什么叫做个性呢？
And what is personality?
当然就是各个人都可以不一样的啦。
And of course, it's different in every individual.
每个人都有可能自己的所表现的性格。
And everyone have their own character and what they display.
说好听是个性。
You may say this is their character.
说难听啊，其实人已经慢慢的有所谓的罪性了 ，sinful nature 了。
And you can also say this is a sinful nature of man.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章第一节啊。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，这里说， 提摩太后书第三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为那时人呢要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，信不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要离开躲开。这里是保罗告诉我们的。
Here's what Paul told us.
保罗说啊，越靠近末世越危险。
He tells us the closer we are to the end times, the more terrible the times would be.
这个危险呢，是属灵上的危险。
This danger is danger in spirituality.
因为人的个性啊，已经自己啊变得越来越跟神越来越远了。
Because our personality have evolved to be further and further away from God.
人的个性是可以变怎么样呢
？How can our personality be like?
第二节这里说很自私。
And here in verse 2 it tells us we'll be lovers of ourselves.
专顾自己。
We'll be selfish.
我不管别人的。
And will not care for others.
我自己好就好。
As long as I'm okay.
为了我自己的利益，我可以做一切的事情。
And they can do all things for their own benefit.
哎，今天世界人很多人这种个性啊。
In this world today, there are many people with this kind of attitude.
甚至有一句话很出名。
And there's this very famous saying.
人不为己，天诛地灭。有人这样讲。
There's some saying that if men don't help themselves, then
they'll be destroyed by heaven.
Then they'll be destroyed by heaven.
哎呀，这样子好像讲起来很有道理。
And it seems like this is very logical.
其实这个是很自私的。
But in actual fact, this is very selfish.
你看，贪爱钱财。
They'll be lovers of money.
这是所谓的有人的贪财成性啊。
And this can become a habit.
哎，我们想一想，这种个性难道是天生的吗
？And we think about this. Can this be a natural habit?
小孩子 baby 的时候，你给他钱，他不会要。
And if you have to give a little baby a money, they will not love it.
给他小学生，你给他一个糖果，他很高兴；你给他一沓钞票，他不会喜欢。
If you give a young child a candy to eat, they'll be very happy. However, if you give them money, they will not like it.
所以小时候不是这样的。
So in young, they're not like this.
但是长大，社会影响他，最影响他，他可能就变得很爱钱。
However, when they grow up, they'll be influenced by sin and by the world, and they will love money.
再来，个性自夸、狂傲。
And they'll be boastful and proud.
哎，小孩子都很谦卑的。
Most children are very humble.
不会自夸的，不会狂傲的。
They will not boast for themselves.
为什么长大的人反而会狂傲自夸呢
？Why is it that people when they grow up they'll be boastful and proud?
罪的影响。
It's because the influence of sin.
违背父母。
And they'll be disobedient to parents.
小时候得到父母那么多恩典。
When they're young, they receive so many grace from their parents.
都会抱着爸爸，抱着妈妈讲我爱你。
And they will hug their parents saying I love you.
长大了就不一样了。
And when they grow up, they'll be different.
长大了就跟父母作对了。
When they grow up, they'll rebel from their parents.
啊，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
And they'll be ungrateful and unholy.
还有这里说，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不良善。
And they will be without love and unforgiving.
哎呦，性情凶暴。你今天打开报纸，多少暴力的新闻
？And they'll be brutal. And there, for example, today when you open a newspaper, there are many violent news.
小时候不是这样的。
When they're young, they're not like so.
每一个人当 baby 的时候，当小孩子的时候都很可爱的。
When everyone's a baby, they were all very cute.
为什么长大之后个性变这样呢
？Why is it when they grow up they'll have this kind of personality?
哎呀，被罪影响了。
It is because of the influence of sin.
所以当人犯了罪之后。
After men had sinned,
所谓的个性其实已经变成罪性，被罪来慢慢引诱他，改变了他了。
The so-called personality has been turned into a sinful nature.
所以今天的大人跟他当小孩子的时候是完全不一样了。
And therefore, the adult today will be different from when they were young.
啊，有一个父母，有一对父母这样讲。
And there was a parent who said this.
我孩子以前小的时候很听话。
When my child was young, he was very obedient.
很贴心。
And he was very thoughtful.
但是长大之后呢
？But when he grew up,
认识了一些坏的朋友
，and he met some bad friends.
好像变了另外一个人
，and it seems like they changed a different person.
让我很痛心啊
，and I was very painful.
有一个姐妹这样讲，有一个姐妹这样讲
，and there's a sister who said this.
我先生以前很好
，that my husband was very good.
很顾家，很爱我
，and he loved me very much, and he loved this home very much.
但是当他远离了神之后
，but when he left God,
变成了另外一个人了。
He changed into a different person.
他样子是一样的，但是他里面已经不一样了。
His physical appearance is still the same, however, his thoughts were different.
所以，真的，一个人的个性如果随着自己的心意来行的话，就是变成罪性。
And therefore, for a person, if they follow their own desires, their character will turn into the sinful nature.
但是神为什么拣选我们呢
Why have God chosen us?
我们请看彼得后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
对不起啊，彼得前书第二章啊。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第四节到第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, verse 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里彼得长老打一个比喻。
Here, Elder Peter made an example.
我们的主耶稣基督好像一块石头，但是这块石头不是死的，是活的。
That our Lord Jesus Christ is likened to a stone and is a living stone.
很有力量，很可靠的。
And this is very powerful and very reliable.
我们可以建立在他的身上。
And we can be built upon the stone.
是一块活石。
It is a living stone.
那么我们自己呢？
And what about us?
第五节说，我们也要像主一样，成为活石。
That we must also be like living stones.
就是我们要被建造成为一个属灵的宫殿。
And we must be built together into a spiritual house.
我们知道，在山上很多的石头。
We know in the mountains there are many stones.
但是山上的石头不能直接盖房子。
But the rocks we find and we cannot just use them to build a house.
一定要经过很多的凿磨，很多的打磨，打碎，把它弄成一个合规格的石头，才可以办法用在盖房子的身上。
We must chip the stone and grind it to a shape that is suitable for building a house.
今天我们也是一样。
And this is the same for us today.
我们信主之前。或者是刚刚信主的时候，我们还保持住自己的个性。
Just before we came to believe in the Lord, or just when we believed in the Lord, we still have our own personality.
但是我们不能说，哦，这是我的个性，我不改啊。
But we cannot just say this is my personality. I won't change.
如果我们不改
，as if we don't change,
神是不会用我们的。
God will not use us.
如果我们不改
，if we don't change,
主的生命没有办法彰显在我们里面。
Then God's life will not be able to manifest in our lives.
啊，所以主告诉我们。
And therefore, Jesus tells us.
我们看马太福音。第十一章二十八节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 18.
我们要把我们的个性转成我们的灵性。
We have to turn our personality into our spirituality.
十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九节。
29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十节。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest.For your souls, 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
主耶稣这讲得很清楚。
Here, Lord Jesus spoke very clearly.
你要得安息，第一样，你现在来我这里，你去别的地方没有安息的。
The first thing you must do to gain peace is to come.
世界有很多刺激的、好玩的、丰富的，但是里面没有安息。
There are many things in the world that are abundant or stimulating. However, there is no peace.
玩到最后都是空虚。
And after you have gone through all these pleasures, you'll all be meaningless.
你要安息，要到主里面。
If you want true peace, you must come within the Lord.
但是你不是说来了就好了。
But just coming is not enough.
你来了还要学主耶稣。
After you come, you must learn from Lord Jesus.
为什么很多基督徒来了信了主了几十年了，好像都没有安息？
Why does it seem like many Christians believe in the Lord for many years and they have not received peace?
好像还有很多重担。
They seem to have many burdens still.
不应该这样的，为什么这样？
It should not be so, but why is it so?
原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
没有学主耶稣基督的样子。
They have not learned from the image of Lord Jesus.
我们还保持自己的个性。
We preserved our own personality.
哦，我就是这样的了。
And say I am like so.
这是我的脾气。
This is my temper.
这是我的想法。
This is my thought.
我就是不能改。
And I cannot change this.
你不改，自己受苦。
If you don't change, you suffer yourself.
所以这里说，你看，没有改，没有学习耶稣的灵性的榜样，就是受苦了。
So here it tells us, if we don't learn from The example set by Lord Jesus will be suffering.
但是如果学主耶稣呢？
But if we learn from him,
主的灵性是什么？
What is his spirituality?
心里很柔和，很谦卑啊。
He is gentle and humble.
外面的事情没有影响他内心。
The outside world cannot affect his heart.
哇，他非常的平静。
And he is very peaceful.
非常的谦卑，不跟人家争，不跟人家吵。
He is very humble, and he would not argue and dispute with others.
啊，有一次在一个青年神学班当中啊。
And there is once in.In the middle of
NYTS. 有一群的青年在讨论。
And there was a group of youth discussing.
到底你是什么血型的？
discussing what blood type are you?
有人说啊，我是 O 型的。
And some said I am type O.
啊 ，O 型又怎样怎样，比较乐观啊，比较友善啊，比较随和啦。
And some would say type O are very, very, very outgoing and very gentle.
有人说啊，我是 A 型的。
And some people say I'm type A.
A 型又怎样怎样，冲动一点啊。
And they describe the personality of type A person.
有人说我是 B 型的。
And some people say I'm type B.
有人说我是 AB 型的。
And some say I'm type AB.
有人说我是 O 加的，我是 O 减的。
And some say I'm O positive and O negative.
好，都可以从不同的血型啊讲一大堆什么个性的不一样。
And they can speak about the personality just from their blood type.
啊，这时候有个长老经过。
And there was an elder that passed by this group.
青年就问他了。
And the youth asked him.
哎，长老，你的血型什么型的？
They asked him, elder, what blood type are you?
长老笑一笑。
And the elder laughed.
耶稣型的。
And he said, I am type Jesus.
长老哪有耶稣型的？你开玩笑。
And the youth asked elder, there is no such thing as type Jesus.
只有 A 型、B 型、O 型，哪有耶稣型的？
And he said, there's type A, type B, and type O. There's no type Jesus.
耶稣型是长老的教导。
And this type Jesus is a teaching this elder is trying to give to the youth.
我们被主的宝血洗过了。
We have been washed by the blood of Jesus.
圣经说主的宝血赎我们出来。
And the Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus has atoned us.
我们不是应该学耶稣吗？
And should we not be like Jesus?
管你 A 型 O 型 O 加 O 减
It doesn't matter what type we are.
我们就是要学耶稣。
We have to be like Jesus.
我们再看这个马太福音。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Matthew.
16章。
Chapter 16.
16章24节。
Chapter 16, verse
24. 24节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
24, then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣对门徒讲，你要跟从我的话。
Here, Jesus said to his disciples, If you want to follow me.
第一就是要舍己。
The first is you must deny yourself.
中文读起来啊，舍己是不是我舍去我的财产啊，舍去什么的时间啊？
Amen, what does it mean to give up my wealth and my time?
其实不是。
But it's not so.
舍己这里英文讲得清楚一点， deny yourself.
In the English version, it says to deny himself.
就是否定你自己。
And that means to refuse himself.
这个自己是过去的自己。
And this because the self is his past self.
是随着自己的欲望，随着自己的心意所有的个性。
And the self comes from his own desires.
可能是脾气。
Maybe it is his temper.
可能是冲动。
Maybe his rational.
可能是贪财。
And maybe his greed for wealth.
可能是爱讲东讲西。
Maybe his love for gossiping.
可能是心里不安静。
Maybe he's not peaceful at heart.
但是主耶稣说，你要跟随我呢，你要 deny yourself， 你要否定你，就是说这些不可以是你的个性了。
And Lord Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself, which means that all these things must not be no longer within yourself.
今天开始你要改过了。
So from today on, you must change.
你不能说我本来就是这样。
You can't say I am like this.
不能这样讲。
You cannot say that.
所以主耶稣给我们教导，我们要开始啊 develop， 我们要发展我们自己的灵性。
And therefore, Lord Jesus teaches us that we must develop our spirituality.
有人就说了。
And some people will say.
不是有一句话，江山易改，品性难移吗？
But isn't there a saying that the mountains and seas are easy to change, however your personality is the hardest to change?
你要改一座山非常的容易，你投一颗炸弹进去，什么山都可以移开了。
It is very easy to change a mountain as you can bomb a hole in the mountain.
有时候改自己一个习惯，改了几十年都改不了。
But it is hard. It may take years to change your own habits.
没有错，靠自己很难改。
But indeed, if it's to rely on yourself, it's very difficult to change.
所以才是个性啊。
And therefore, this is called your character.
但是怎么改呢？要靠神。
But how do we change this? We must rely on God.
要灵，你的灵改了，你的灵给你力量，圣灵给你力量，你就改得了。
And if we can change our spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help us, then we can change our personality.
好，我们来看圣经里面几个例子。
And we can take a few examples from the Bible.
第一个例子就是摩西啊。
And the first example is Moses.
他有他的个性。
He had his own personality.
他以前的个性是很冲动的。
And he was very rash in his.
一个人的个性啊，有几方面的成因呢、啊、
？And there are different aspects to a person's personality.
第一可能是他的遗传。
One may be from hereditary.
像我们通常当父母的，如果我们有孩子的话，通常都会看到孩子的身上有我们个性的影子。
And as parents, you may see from your children that from their actions, you can see yourself.
好的或者是不好的，有时候都遗传得到。
Whether it be good or bad, this may be passed on genetically.
第二个方面。
Second.
个性的影响呢，跟环境很大的影响。
And their personality depends very much on the environment.
啊，你父母常常宠爱儿女。
And the parents spoil the children.
啊，他在家里啊，当皇帝啊。
If at home they're the greatest.
什么都给他，什么都听他。
And they can get and do whatever they want.
长大了当然就是土皇帝了。
And of course, when they grow up, they'll be like that.
当然是自我中心了。
And they'll be selfish.
啊，所以你看呢、啊，一个家庭里面呢、啊，比如说几个小孩啊，老大、老二、老三的个性不太一样。
And if you can see within a family, the oldest and the youngest child would have different personality.
啊，老大通常被打最多的。
The oldest child often is the one that got beaten the most.
啊，父母壮年的时候上台。
And he was a child that his parents had when they were young.
对他要求很高。
And they had great expectations.
期待很大。所以通常老大呢比较老实，比较负责任。
And therefore, usually the older one is more responsible.
哎，老二呢，中间那一个呢，通常被忽略了。
And the middle child is often neglected.
自己有自己的天地。
And they have their own world.
老三呢，最小的通常 risk taker， 好像爱冒险的。
And the youngest child is usually the risk taker.
啊，所以环境给他同一个家庭里面不同的环境，他的心理状态会影响他的个性。
Therefore, even within one family, each child survive in a different environment. They have different personalities.
那我们来看摩西的以前的个性是怎么样。
And let us see what Moses' personality was like.
我们看出埃及第二章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 2.
啊，第十一节。
Verse 11.
出埃及记第二章十一节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.
后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。第十二节。
12.
他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。这是摩西啊，他长大了之后所做的事情。
And this is something that Moses did when he grew up.
摩西的个性这个时候很有正义感。
And at that time, Moses was felt very righteous.
啊，所以其实也不是所有个性都是不好的。摩西的个性很有正直正义感。
And so not all attitudes are bad. Moses was very righteous.
为什么摩西有正义感呢？
Why do we say Moses was righteous?
他知道什么是对，什么是错。
He knew what was right and what was wrong.
为什么知道呢？
Why did he know this?
一定是从父母所听到的。
It must be from his parents.
父母告诉他，我们是希伯来人。
His parents tell him that we are Hebrews.
我们是神的选民。
That we are the chosen people of God.
他看到他的同胞被欺负了。
And when he saw that his people was abused.
他的正义感跑出来。
And his righteous heart reacted.
所以这个是好的方面。
And this is a good aspect.
但是为什么他一出来啊，就打死人呢？
But why is it that once he came out, he beaten this person to death?
这个是跟他长大的环境有关系。
And this has influence from his environment.
你像摩西在皇宫里面长大。
Moses grew up in the palace.
要什么有什么。
And he can get whatever he desired.
他想到不对的就要改。
And whatever he thought was wrong, he could change.
啊，没有人可以阻止他。
Nobody could stop him.
在皇宫里面谁可以阻止他？
In the palace, nobody could stop him.
所以有一个自我中心的个性在里面。
And therefore, he had this egoistic attitude.
还有很冲动。
And he was also very rash.
很想用很快的方法来做点事情。
And he wanted to use a very fast method to change something.
但是呢，脾气不好。
And therefore, he had a bad temper.
为什么脾气不好？
Why is it that he had a bad temper?
因为当你身边的人每一个都有顺你的意的话，你脾气一定会不好。
Because when everyone around you allow you to do whatever you want, you would have a bad temper.
你从来没有遇过挫折。
You have never met anything that went against you.
别人都要听我的。
Because everyone followed you.
所以这样呢，会慢慢的引起不好的脾气。
And slowly, this will develop into a bad temper.
会很冲动。
And they'll be very rash.
这是他的环境让他这样的。
And this is something he got from his environment.
所以他一出手就把埃及人打死了。
And therefore he came out and beat this Egyptian to death.
但是神看到他，虽然他个性有不好的部分，但里面是好的。
And when God saw him, he knew even though there was a bad part in his personality, there was also a good part.
这个人可以用。
And in his heart, he was good, and therefore God could use him.
所以呢，就给摩西一个环境来磨练他了。
And therefore, God gave Moses an environment to train himself.
把他放逐到旷野。
And put him in the desert.
40年。
For 40 years.
每天晒太阳。
And for 40 years, he was under the sun.
晚上非常的寒冷。
And in the cold, in the night, it was very cold.
每天对着一大堆羊。
And every day, he faced all these sheep.
那些羊没有办法跟他聊天呢。
And these sheep cannot converse with him.
啊，也不可以跟他们，也不可以打那些羊啊。
He cannot beat these sheep.
不然的话，一生气就打羊的话，大概没有几年，那个羊就不用牧羊了，通通被他打死了。
And if whenever he got angry, he beat the sheep, then he will not have any more sheep.
你骂他，他也听不懂啊。
And if you scold the sheep, they won't understand.
哇，就是这样过了40年。
And he lived like this for 40 years.
很不舒服的生活。
This may be very uncomfortable living.
很单调的生活。
And it's very simple life.
很寂寞的生活。
A very lonely life.
把他的个性啊慢慢磨了。
And slowly he trained his personality.
磨到最后，变得脾气很好。
And in the end, he fostered a good temper.
我们看民数记第十二章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记第十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第一节到第三节
Verse 1 to verse 3
民数记第十二章第一节
Numbers chapter 12 verse 1 Miriam and Aaron began to talk about against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite wife. Verse 2 Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked. Hasn't he also spoke through us? And the Lord heard this. Verse 3 Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else in the face of the earth.
这里摩西遇到他人生一个很大的一个冲击啊。
And here Moses met a great opposition.
他常常被骂。
He was often scolded.
摩西的工作就是常常被骂。
And the duty of Moses was to be scolded.
要当摩西不容易，一定要可以常常被骂，要脸皮很厚才有办法。
And it is very difficult to take this place of Moses because he's often scolded by others.
出埃及记里面记载，百姓从出埃及那一天就开始在骂摩西了。
And in the book of Exodus, we knew that the people had spoken against Moses from the day they left Egypt.
有的吃盐嘛，没的吃盐嘛。
And they will scold Moses for when they have food to eat or when they don't have food to eat.
有水喝就好，没有水喝要骂。
And when they have water to drink, it is okay. When they don't have water, they will complain against Moses.
但是摩西都忍下来。
But Moses was able to bear all this.
摩西，你看，如果像以前这样的骂一下摩西，摩西就打人了。
And if Moses had his old personality, then he would have a fight.
哎呀，现在八十岁了，脾气没有了。
And at 80 years old, he would not have this personality.
哎呀，忍住，忍住。
And he could hold all these tempers.
但是被别人骂还好，但是被自己最亲的人在骂，就是不一样了。
But it is different if he was spoken against by the people as compared to his own relatives.
这个时候，他的姐姐、他的哥哥，在说毁谤的话来攻击他。
At this time, his older brother and sister spoke against him.
用他娶了古实女子的话，这个原因来诽谤他，说神跟你讲话，不跟我们讲话吗
？And they spoke against him because of his wife.
但是呢，第三节说摩西啊，为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
But verse 3 tells us he was very humble, more humble than anyone on the face of the earth.
你说摩西的个性是这样吗？本来不是这样的。
But we know that Moses did not have this personality before.
本来摩西是自我中心，很冲动。
Before Moses was very egoistic and selfish.
但是过了四十几年了。
But 40 years later.
柔和谦卑，
胜过世上众人。
这是什么的功夫呢？
How did he achieve this?
是神的灵在他里面帮助他。
It was God's spirit within him working for him.
但是最重要的是环境给他很大的熬炼。
And also very important is the environment gave him the training.
今天我们也是一样。
And today is the same for us.
如果我们常常觉得我们的环境，我们很不喜欢。
If we often feel that we don't like our own environment,
我们身边的人我们很不喜欢。
We don't like the people around us.
我们先不要 complain.
We should not complain about this.
我们先想一想。
We should think.
神让他这个环境领导我。
God allowed me to be in this environment.
要我学什么？
What does he want me to learn?
要磨掉我的什么个性？
And what does he want to shape in my personality?
有个母亲跟大家分享。
There was this mother who shared with everyone.
我以前的脾气很犟。
That when I was young, I was very stubborn.
我很自我中心
And I was very selfish.
我脾气很不好
I had very bad temper.
但是我被我最小的儿子磨得很惨
But I was trained by my youngest son.
老大我可以打他
My oldest son, I can beat him.
老二我可以骂他
And the middle child, I can scold him.
这个老三呢你骂他你打他他自己头撞到墙壁
But for my youngest child, if I scold him, then he will beat his head on the wall.
你对他你让他不高兴他就跑走
And if you make him upset, then he'll run away.
你跟他发脾气，他的脾气比你更大。
And if you lose your temper over him, he has a bigger temper than you do.
哇，直接说磨我了。
Then she felt that this child was trying her.
用我最小的这个儿子来磨我，结果我现在脾气，哎呀，不能发火那么多了。
And she felt that Lord Jesus was helping her temper through her younger son.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
我们每一个人都不想碰到这种事情。
Because none of us want to meet such things.
但是有时候神就借着这些事情来磨我们。
But Lord Jesus will use these things to shape our personality.
另外一个弟兄。
There's another brother.
别人跟他讲。
Other people tell him.
你太太这样子，你怎么可以忍受得住啊？
How can you take this from your wife?
这是他太太可能有一些很不好的个性。
Maybe his wife had some bad habits.
这个弟兄笑一笑。
And this brother just smiled.
三十年的功夫。
And he said, this is training for 30 years.
让我学习忍耐。
And I have learned patience.
所以说让我学习。
Lord Jesus, help me to learn patience.
当然我们自己不能说、哎、我这不改变我要让你学习是神派我来的我们自己不能这样讲
And of course you cannot say that Lord Jesus sent me to you and therefore I don't have to change.、
神要训练他是神跟他的事情不一定透过你但是你自己要改变
And you cannot say I'm here to train another person and know how to change.
但是真的有时候我们碰到身边不如意的人不如意的事情环境你要想想看是神把你派到旷野
But in actual fact, we should think that if we meet someone that we don't like or in an environment we don't like, we should think that this is God training us.
神要把你的个性改变成为灵性。
This is God trying to change your personality into something spiritual.
成为最柔和谦卑的人。
Into somebody that is very humble and gentle.
柔和谦卑啊，并不是打开圣经看一看，在会堂听几篇道理就变柔和谦卑了。
And you cannot just become gentle and humble just by reading the Bible and coming to service.
柔和谦卑就是当你最不顺利的时候，被攻击的时候，被误会的时候，要忍耐，那时候发生了。
And this training comes from when, at your worst time, when you're misunderstood or when you're rebuked, you must bear it and be patient.
再来讲一个人。
Let us speak about another person.
就是圣经里面的约翰。
And that is John.
我们看马可福音呢。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
三章十七节。
Gospel of Mark chapter 3 verse 17.
三章十七节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 17.
还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰又给这两个人起名叫半尼奇就是雷子的意思。十七节。三章十七节。
17. James son of Zebedee and his brother John to them he gave the name Boanerges which means son of thunder.
所以说拣选门徒也会给门徒起个特别的花名啊，比较特别的名字啊。
And Lord Jesus, when he chose disciples, he gave them a very special name.
Nickname 啊，这里说这个 nickname 是什么呢？这个雅各跟约翰呢，就是说给他名字叫做半尼奇，半尼奇就是雷子的意思。
And he gave this, Jesus gave them this nickname that means son of thunder.
什么叫雷子呢
？What does it mean, son of thunder?
我们知道打雷的时候是怎么样的
？We know what it's like when it's thundering.
那个。天空一开始打雷的很大声
And this is very loud
吓你一跳
And it will scare people
没有预告的
There's no prediction
打完了又没有了
And after the thunder it is all calm again
有一些人的脾气就是这样
For some people their temper is like this
他脾气可以发得很快
They will rise their temper very quickly
哇一下就翻桌子了
And very quickly they will lose their temper
那生完气了
But after this
很快也可以啊，没事了好像忘记这样
And they'll calm very, very quickly as if nothing happened.
所以约翰呢，就是有这样的个性。
And John has this kind of temper.
很容易生气。
He could lose his temper very easily.
很容易打雷。
And it was very easy for him to be thunderous.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Let us look at Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
九章五十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 51.
五十一节到五十五节。
Verse 51
to 55. 这里记载啊，主耶稣基督啊，经过撒玛利亚的村庄啊。
Here records Lord Jesus passing by the city of Samaria.
但是撒玛利亚人呢，不接待主耶稣。
However, the Samaritans did not take him.
所以呢，他的门徒人就很生气了。
And therefore, his disciples were very angry.
我们看五十四节。
Let's look at verse 54.
他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来。”烧灭他们像以利亚所做的吗
55 said when the disciples James and John saw this they asked Lord do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them
这里雅各约翰啊他们脾气很不好
and here James and John had very bad temper
看到人家不接待主
and when they see them opposing Jesus
他们看到以前的以利亚很有能力很想学习、啊、
and they saw that prophet Isaiah was very powerful and he wanted to learn from him
看讲一句就火来烧那些兵丁啊多过瘾
And he can speak one word, and the fire will come down from heaven.
但是他们也想学，求主耶稣说，我们可不可以这样做
？And they wanted to do this, so they asked Lord Jesus if they could do this.
有时候我们也是这样。
Sometimes we're like this as well.
我们读圣经啊，有时候拿错例子来应用。
We can read the Bible, however, we will sometimes use the wrong examples.
好，那约翰他的脾气很大。
John had a very quick temper.
看不顺眼的，马上就想处理。
And whatever he thought that did not He did not like, he wanted to change.
但是主耶稣怎么讲呢？
But what did Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣责备他们两个了，说你们的心如何，你们并不知道。人子来啊，不是要灭人的性命，乃是要救人的性命啊。
And he said that, and Lord Jesus replied to them that they don't know what their heart is, and the Lord came to save people and not to rebuke them.
啊，说着呢，就往别的村庄里去了。
And after he said this, he went to another village.
你看，我们看到约翰的个性很冲的。
And we can see that.John had a very quick temper.
别人对他一点不好的，他就受不了。
After, if somebody opposed him, then he could not take it.
甚至想别人死掉。
And he wanted to kill others.
这个是他的个性。
This was his personality.
但是主耶稣要他改变。
However, Lord Jesus wanted him to change.
主耶稣怎么样叫他改变呢？
How did Lord Jesus want him to change?
最好教导别人改变的方法就是自己拿榜样出来。
The easiest way for a person to change is to set an example for him.
主耶稣说，你们求什么，你们自己不知道。
And Lord Jesus said, you do not know what you're asking.
我来并不是要杀人的。
That I come not to destroy.
我来是要救人的。
But I come to save.
一边讲就一边走了。
And as he was speaking, he turned and walked away.
主耶稣的心呢真的很大。
Lord Jesus had a very noble heart.
你不接纳我没关系，我就去别的地方。
It is okay if you don't want to be hospital to me, I can just go to another village.
我还是爱你们的。
And he will still love them no matter what.
你怎么知道主耶稣爱撒玛利亚人呢？
How do we know that the Lord liked the Samaritans?
约翰福音第四章告诉我们，主耶稣去撒玛利亚村庄，再一次去，那时候传福音给那边的人。
And in Gospel of John, it tells us Lord Jesus again went to Samaria to preach to the people there.
一点都不计较。
And he did not argue with them over this.
主耶稣的心真的很大。
And indeed, Jesus had a very noble heart.
有时候我们真的是很惭愧啊。
Sometimes when we think about this, we'll feel very down.
人家对我们一点点的不好，我们就整个跳起来。
And if we meet just one small opposition, we'll have a quick temper.
讲很久。
And we will talk about this for a long time.
像约翰这样，雷子，很生气，打雷了。
Like John, the son of thunder, he will lose his temper.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
约翰经过主耶稣的调教。
After Lord Jesus had trained John,
圣灵的引导,
and after he had gone through the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当他年老的时候,
after he has grown old,
他的这个生气暴躁没有爱心的个性呢，完全改变了。
He has changed his personality from this violent and into a loving one.
变成一个非常有爱心的一个长辈。
He turned into a very loving person.
还写了约翰一二三书啊，来勉励我们。
And he wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John to encourage us.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1st John.
约翰一书第二章第十节。
1st John chapter 2 verse 10.
二章第十节，爱弟兄的都住在光明中，在他并没有跌倒的缘由啊，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里行，他也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。
Verse 10, whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. Verse 11, but whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walk around in darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him.
你有办法想象写这个书信的老约翰，竟然是几十年前那个年轻小伙子，雷子叫天上从火烧下来别人，那个约翰吗？
It is hard to think that this John who wrote this is the same John that wanted to...To send fire from heaven to kill the Samaritans.
主改变了他。
And the Lord had indeed changed him.
他的个性不好的部分被拿走了。
And Lord had taken away the bad aspects in his personality.
他成为爱的使徒。
And he became a disciple of love.
他本身有很多主的爱在他里面。
Because within him there is much love from God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
我们可能信了主已经很久了。
Maybe we have believed in the Lord for a long time.
但是我们想想。
But let us think about ourselves.
我自己自我的部分，个性的部分，还是保留住吗？
Have we preserved the part of personality that is within ourselves?
当然好的可以保留住。
Of course we can keep what is good.
但是如果不好的部分，
But if this is bad,
我们要求圣灵帮助。
We have to ask the God of the Holy Spirit to help us.
要越来越像主。
So we can be like, more like God.
有灵性。
And to be like his spirituality.
跟主一样。
To be in the likeness of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.